witches.
Hell yeah.
let's be warm-hearted.
Break this fourth wall.
Let's be transparent in the fact that we've already recorded this intro. Sophie, do you want to tell the gals what happened?
Well, I don't really know, but I just know there was technical difficulties. Oh, yeah. Because guess what? Sophie doesn't have anything to do with the technical side of things.
Basically, my laptop died. And, like, well, I don't mean, like, I needed a charger. Like, it just... rest in peace, my laptop. And it was all because I was using a shitty version of Audacity and it corrupted my laptop and the intro file was lost. So
where'd be info file?
Do you know what
info
I mean?
File?
Intro file.
X files. So this is a re-recording of an intro of a podcast we've already recorded.
But it's in my new house.
So, Sophie moved house.
I moved house, and now I live with Sam Kill. Say hey, Sam.
Hey.
Sam's in the background making a beautiful bangers and mash with a turnip substitute.
Yes.
Come on. So this is all like a retrospective introduction, I suppose.
Yeah.
We had so much fun recording this one.
100%. It was so hilarious.
So this one is, it's called Lad's Point of View. Focusing on dating and shite. Fun fact, you may realise that we have two pals, so it's two gals, two pals.
We're going against our name for an episode in. Do you know what I mean?
Like, fine. It's continuity.
Yeah, it was such a pleasure to have the lads on, I think. Kate knows both Martin and Stephen.
Yeah.
And I had never met Stephen. I had very, very briefly stood beside Kate while he had a conversation with Sally once. That's my thought of our interaction. But what two lovely boys.
They are your stereotypical lads. And when we, because we asked people for advice, like, asking them for advice through the podcast, through Instagram, Twitter, the same thing that we always do. And I was surprised by their answers.
Yeah, me too. I was really taken aback by their answers. But I was taken aback to the extent that, like, I knew, like, okay, full disclosure, like, I'd never heard of Dooley before.
Oh, Dooley.
Sorry, man.
Baby.
But, like, everyone here is like, you know, the SU president every year. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, God.
I used to just be, like, talking to Martin and be like, oh, he was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm settled down with, like, my girlfriend. And, like, no, like, yeah, women have thoughts and I understand that. I was like, wow.
And he was so...
That was really mean. It was like, my expectations are really low.
But sure, you didn't know him, so you had no expectations. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? All you saw was, like, a title. Do you know?
So true. Mr. President.
Stop. myself and Sophie are having a gin and tonic. Oh my God. So this week I watched the Conor McGregor's dad's video that you showed me.
Kane had never seen the coinage, the infamous coinage video.
I was not so plussed.
None too plussed.
Oh, that's it. I was none too plussed myself. Oh, a crisp. €20 note
in my hand fitted slim fit Hugo Boss suit. Iconic.
Like, if any of you haven't, like, I'm actually going to play it. Well, will I look up not non 2 plus?
No, look up coinage.
Coinage.
That's what I done. The first thing that came up was it.
Coinage.
Okay, everybody, good evening. I just let you know about my travel experience on the Dart this afternoon.
And
that's the rail system of Dublin City Operators, called the Dublin Area
Rapid Transport.
DART, that's what it stands for. Anyway, I was none too plussed with my experience on the Dart. When I got to Lansdowne Road Station, I tendered a crisp €20 note into the automatic machine, looking for a single ticket to Dunleary. They had the bloody cheek to give me back. I'm going to show you this coinage, €20, 17.30, and a miserable little one-way ticket.
Man. A one-way ticket.
They gave me all that coinage. I have no room to put those coins anywhere.
Not a piggy bank or anything.
Hand fitted Hugo Boss suit.
Oh, like, imagine having a son that is like world famous for like aggressively fighting people and like winning a load of money in Las Vegas, and then you're just like on Snapchat giving out about the coinage from the Dart. Not even posh enough with Lewis. We're on the Dart, boys and girls.
Not on the Daniel Day lads. No.
Wow, this is a mess of one.
It's a mess.
Introducing Martin and Stephen.
Take it away, boys.
So we just joined by our two pals, if you want to introduce yourselves.
I'm Martin Scully and I'm from Clonakilty.
Huh? My name is Stephen Dooley and I am Clonmelman.
Clonmelman. So you have two Cork people and two foreigners in the room, what?
I wouldn't call myself a foreigner now, I've been here for 4 years.
You're from Drogheda.
I have like technical
Cork Drogheda.
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 How do you spell it?
D-R-A-W-D-A.
Drogheda.
Drogheda. Literally Drogheda. Drogheda.
So, with all our pals, we ask them a few rapid, well, we say rapid fire questions, but
we always end up just chatting.
Okay. Yeah. All also, right. I hope you're all very pleased to realise that we have a new mic and it's really sensitive and it's beautiful.
ASMR. Shout out to Mark Brina Queen.
Thanks, Mark. So, you've already said your names. Age?
23.
24.
Oh. Your relationship status?
In a relationship.
Not in a relationship.
Interesting. So, Martin, you are in a relationship. What is your partner's name and how did you meet?
Maloney.
Ooh. Shout out to you, what's crack, girl?
We got the full name there, Jay.
Bit of a Facebook stalk off that.
Yeah, we met, I suppose, classic, met in the Rock during Rag Week.
Oh,
Jesus.
Like 7-8 months later, still going strong, so shout out to the Rock.
Shout out to the Rock for his rock. Cute. And not in a relationship, what is your Tinder bio?
I don't actually
look it
use
up.
Tinder right now, but the last Tinder bio I had was, sure, look, you've come this far.
Because that's very saucy now.
You know, you have to click in to see it. Like, you're like, all right, you're obviously somewhat entitled. Like,
so somewhat entitled, okay.
We're going to get pinged on the psychology every week.
No, not at all. Also, are you offended if I call you fuckboys?
No.
Would you be offended?
To an extent, yes.
Unless I... was an actual
football. Welcome to that. Horoscopes, lads.
Don't buy into it.
Yeah, but what is it? Your horoscope?
Gemini and
Scorpio.
All the gals need to check their like compatibility. They'd be looking up on Facebook
well,
and like checking.
Them.
You're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, squeal.
we don't
interact with Geminis.
Stop the interview. What makes you happy, lads? Straight off the top of your head, if you don't say your girlfriend, you're
I was just about to say
that. Obviously, like, that goes without saying. I don't know. When you make other people smile and laugh and stuff like that, like.
Oh, Jesus. We love a caring king.
Yeah, but you know, like.
But boy, who? Not Martin.
If you say a joke and people laugh, it's kind of like self-gratification, like that kind of thing.
So you like the validation of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that whole
thing. It's kind of a warm feeling. It's like, oh.
Yeah,
you get
the whole thing,
you get fuzzies, like.
Yeah.
You can't do something good without it being selfish because you like the feeling.
I heard that theory before, but like, my response to that was like, don't know if you like give money to charity, but you give it anonymously. You're not looking for any, like, no one to go, like, oh, fair play to you. That's technically not selfish.
But you still get a good fuzzy feeling, so there's no selfless deed. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
There's no such thing as
like
a selfish
deed. It's like the feeling you get. It's not the like actual like validation.
Like even giving someone a kidney, it'll hurt you to fuck, but you're still like,
I gave
someone a kidney. Do you know what I mean?
But Bill Gates even said something like, when he earned his first million, he thought that the feeling would never be topped. And he said the best feeling he ever had was giving away his first million. So
what
that's what's
going
to make me
statement.
Happy.
Yeah,
giving away my first million is the answer to that one.
Yeah, you can give it to me.
You'd love to be in a position to give away a million.
What pisses you off?
I want to say rapid fire questions.
Oh. Wow.
Offended, honestly.
Martin.
What pisses me off? Lots of things piss you off. A lot of things piss me off. Just grouchy people. The people just like hate the world.
Yeah.
Like,
relax. Like,
yeah.
Just
so me. No.
Headless.
Losing. I'm fairly competitive.
Losing, yeah. I hate losing.
I hate losing.
Anything.
Even if it's like, championship, or if it's just like
flipping a coin, I'd be annoyed.
Yeah. Not to an extent, but like I like give out to someone, or like I'll just in my head be like, oh, fuck.
The psychologist in me is just like, what is losing? Okay, wait. And where are you at in life? So like college, like what are you doing?
So I'm doing my master's this year in business economics.
Hop up.
Yeah, so I did commerce as an undergrad. And was spent a year in the Students' Union.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Get
the plug in, yeah.
Sorry, you don't.
So, yeah. 2 weeks into my master's.
You finished talking about yourself?
Oh, bitchiness.
Aussie competitiveness is showing.
I'm actually in quite a good space at the moment. I'm really happy. Summer was kind of boring enough because everyone was on J1s and I was stuck studying. But now that everyone's back in college, it's kind of been fun. We're kind of eating right or doing a bit of exercise here and there.
Exercise.
Love that. And
love it. Exercise.
It's all good at the moment.
Awesome.
That's good.
All right. So.
We have set up something called a curious cat count, which
I'm
not.
That is?
No, I thought you were about to say
curious cat. That's like
Ask FM. Yeah, it's Ask FM for Twitter, but you can post on anything. It's just what's been adapted by Twitter as Ask FM. So I've gotten people to ask like advice questions. So people that need advice, and you're going
to
give them the advice
because one of the feedback comments that we got was when we were getting questions and stuff, people didn't like us saying their name or even knowing who they are, I suppose.
Yeah.
So like it being anonymized.
Yes. English, we know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So basically, we're starting a mini series called Lads POV. Like a little like POV, boys, lol, Pornhub, what's crack.
I was wondering what
you're
going to say.
So Martin, before he even said anything, was like, in the corner. So the lad's point of view is kind of going to be like gender role reversal of agony aunts. Do you know what agony aunts are?
Not
yeah, really. I do. It's like Dear Deirdre, I think, in the paper.
Dear Deirdre.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Man. Dear Deirdre. Help me. Barbara, come here.
No, literally, Dear Deirdre, it was. I remember we went to like FAI soccer camp years ago, and like the trainers used to come back with like the Irish Sun, whatever. Like, and obviously they were like, you know, the PhD girl. But like after we all had like our like lad banter with that, like we go to the Dear Deirdre page, and they did read out like the things aloud to like 9 and 10 year olds, and like we just thought it was the funniest thing ever. Like.
So, firstly, we live completely different lives. Number two, you said you were 9 and 10, and you were looking at PhD girls.
This was at a summer soccer camp, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? When's the first time you saw like a picture of a naked woman?
Oh.
If you're comfortable in sharing that.
I'm trying to remember. No problem sharing it. I used to work in my uncle's shop when I was like, I want to say 12, 13. And they used to, when they were disposing of magazines, they used to just rip off the cover of the barcode and send it back. So then there'd be a stack of nudie magazines that were just thrown out every week, and of course all
you took
the first year lads would love the old nudie mags to be dropped back into school.
And how old are you?
I was first year. What age are you in first year?
13, at that point 13. Did you have Wi-Fi at home?
No.
Like, isn't that so interesting?
No.
Jesus, we had to broadband. We had to dial up.
I remember Bebo, like you're sitting there for hours.
Oh my
hours,
god,
like,
can you remember any arrows
to watch
on Bebo?
A video on YouTube.
Does anyone remember like you get 20 free pages? I remember that you get like 23 pages on your phone. You could only go on 20 pages, so you'd be like trying to like plan out what
the
fuck you're going to do.
The fucking loves.
Yeah.
Do you remember the pan?
Yeah,
loves on Valentine's Day. No, it was unlimited
love
on
Valentine's Day.
Top 16. If you got dropped there or something. That was my first arrow.
I only had 8 on my top 16 because I had so many arrows. Do you remember the arrows?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was explaining this to my girlfriend's younger brother. Like, if we were friends back in the day, like you'd be my top 16. And he was like,
What?
Then I was like, oh my god, like I had to explain one what Bebo was and two what Top 16 was, and then I went down about like Nastasia was like, oh, like give you 2-3 hours as well, I'd be like BFF and you the one and all of this guy.
Yeah.
Like,
my sister, like,
yeah.
Like really
my skin for the background was Kanye West glasses, you know.
Oh my god,
the
greatest
on teddy bear.
Weak.
And that was
I
fine.
Think I had a similar one. I had like that don't kill me. I think I had that. And me being like the nerdiest girl who was on the chess team being like, that don't kill me, only make me stronger.
If we went back on all of our friends and pulled them up.
Oh,
Bebo's
gone.
Still there, if
Bebo's
you could still
gone.
Someone buy it like a few years ago.
Bebo's gone.
AOL.
There was like a very like small segment of time in which you could apply to get all your photographs back. I used to make Bebo skins.
What? Oh my god, I wouldn't want to be friends with you.
I used to make people skins on Microsoft Paint, and people used to like send me their requests, and I used to be like, yeah, just give me 2 loves, it's grand. Like, I was
for the love.
Thirsty.
Pouring yourself out, like, give me 2 loves there, I'll make you some skins.
Graphic design, like, what else was
passion?
God.
That explains why all our graphics are so good for this.
Baby.
It all started off with the people's
10 games. Years of practice.
Anyway, we should actually get on to our questions. But before we want to answer our questions, we should probably ask you, what do you think? Like, because this is called Lad's Point of View, mm-hmm. what do you think a lad is?
Even the word lad can be, like, immediately seen as negative, like.
Mm-hmm. It depends where you're coming from, though.
There's definitely a differentiation between the word man and the word lad. Being, like, the lad is the whole, like, not the fuckboy, but, like, you know, a little
so
bit
do you
more.
Know the difference between lad and fuckboy?
Oh, definitely.
No, definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Like, fuckboy is, like, a bad-intentioned lad.
Like, you know, like, if you're at work and then, like the child is crying or something, and like the mother goes, "Oh, stop now, or that man will give out to you." And someone goes, "Who?" And I'm looking around, like, "Where's the man?" Like, I remember my first
constant,
yeah, it's just like, yeah. No, like,
my I remember my first
lady. Like.
I think your 20s is a constant search for looking for the adult in the room when you realize you are the adult in the room, and you're like, "Holy God!"
Yeah, but I don't know. What does the word "lad" mean?
The lad, there's lad culture, lad banter, the lads. They call it all in sheen, like, lads is a way of life.
Old man Sheen strikes again.
He doesn't even listen.
But, like, fuckboy is like.
Fuckboy is just like you're out intentionally just nearly to make a girl feel bad. Like,
but, like, fuckboy to me doesn't even mean that anymore. I think fuckboy is like an aesthetic almost.
Oh, really?
I think fuckboy now is like the skinny tracksy pants,
the fat. 11 degrees t-shirts,
the 11 degrees t-shirts,
yeah, fat.
And the fade,
a one on the side and a trim on top,
and the photo being angled from above for the selfie.
Women have been doing that for years.
It's just made it to the last.
It's like 11 degrees gym kings.
I don't even know what gym king.
Yeah,
I don't
know what
them
words mean.
You definitely have to have your ankles showing above your Air Max as well.
I do show my ankles under my skinny tracksuit pants, but I don't
boy.
Know.
What's your idea of
fuckboy? Well, my idea of fuckboy and lad are quite similar. I think, now this is no offence here to the Tipperary people. I think it's like skinny ga pants.
Yeah.
Nike Roches and like a tip jersey and that like iced gem haircut.
Gem hair.
Yeah, the one with like a little quiff. It looks like a little ice gem on top.
Yeah, it's true. The Ga boys are getting a little bit more pretty boy these days.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
like, if you look at, like, Paul Gavin actually tweeted about it before. He said, like, everyone used to comment on his, like, sleeve tattoo when he was playing football because no other J player had them. Like, I know a lot of J players have, like, sleeve tattoos and, like, the fancy haircut and all of this crack, like. Even if I don't need to get a haircut, I'll still get a champ.
But I also think... Did you ever see the
God
page?
There'd be a photo that you could Instagram out of the temple.
Oh my god!
Did you ever see the page UCC lad? Bring it up.
So
slither into my DMs.
Slither.
We all know what Stephen Dooley's Tinder bio is gonna be.
That is, yeah. If it comes back.
If it comes back, he says, "What,
yeah.
Stephen Dooley, the real UCC lad."
Hashtag no parody.
Love that.
That's actually funny.
It is it kind of similar.
That's actually quite funny too. Now,
is it similar to the spotted UCC stuff? No, it's like this lad giving his own thoughts.
Like, he basically is like a hashtag movie.
Like, my friends are so he's changing courses. When I asked what he said this sesh, I think he's dropped out.
Classic lad.
See, like, classic lad banter. What does that mean?
It's jokes that lads will find funnier than ladies.
I wouldn't even say, like, lad banter is any, like, more, like, different to regular banter. It's just people almost say, like, lads, ironically now, as opposed to...
Yeah,
like,
I think of lad banter as, like, locker room talk.
Yeah.
When you say, like, locker room talk, I'm thinking of John Tucker Must Die. That
flick.
That scene. Flick. It is a great flick. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I don't think I've ever, like, stood around in, like, a changing room after a match and, like, once or twice. In a towel. In a towel and be like...
It was silk.
It was lace. It was a simpler time.
Oh, the alarm.
Oh, the alarm. Drink up.
Oh, boys.
Drink.
Get that Sprite down your scally, what?
Scally's not drinking today. He's a driving man.
And we appreciate, like, mature...
Responsible
and
driver.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll put in a
plug. I'm going to be sending you Snapchats at 12 o'clock when he's not driving and we'll see how...
Are you going out tonight? Effect.
We're actually going to the Bowery tonight because it's a big night.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Julie, where are you going tonight?
I'm going to the Bowery.
Martin Scully a rep for the Bowery? Is he? Free passes for anyone using hashtag two gals one pal.
can't endorse that. Never mind. So please don't. We have our curious cat open now.
Yeah.
And we got some very, very good questions. So I'm going to start off with one, which is...
Bing.
Oh, bing, bing, bing.
And a surprise. Thank
you. The questions are in. So what are your own personal unbiased thoughts on open or polyamorous relationships?
No.
Oh, really?
No. No, just like...
Would you be seeing multiple people at one time, so?
Define seeing.
You define seeing.
Tough one. Like, I would say seeing someone would be, okay, it's been going on a little while, and it's more than just a drunk hookup would probably be seeing someone. So you're actively pursuing them during the day?
Yeah. But, like, meeting getting with girls on nights out and seeing someone are two different things.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if I'm actively trying to talk to someone, like, I wouldn't pursue two people at the same time.
What point does it become that you're not going to try and pursue two people at the same time?
Well, I reckon there's probably a conversation at that point. I haven't been in that position.
Don't you, like, you can say you might drop someone home, whatever, like, and just, like, oh, kind of, like...
In my car that I don't have.
Well, okay, when you drop them off the bus.
When you drop her off the 206.
Yes. Yes.
Standing waving at the bus pulls off in the distance.
Her baby is really scared.
You let the person off or whatever, like, and it's like, okay, can't wait to, like, text them when I get home, like.
Oh.
I think that's kind of a sign that you're, like, you're a goose, like.
Okay.
Oh,
that's really cute.
But why polyamorous relationships? Why not for you? I think it is very, very individual. Like, I think it's not,
I don't... Each to their own, but I personally wouldn't be down for it, like.
But I wouldn't, like, if, like, I wouldn't like to go on a date with a girl and be texting her or snatching or whatever, like, and then, like, same crack... Her being at another lad.
Imagine you're out then on a night out. You're out then and you think that it's someone that you were seeing for a while and then they're with this other person that they're seeing as well. Also, you know.
Can I throw something into the mix?
You can.
Okay.
ASMR.
You said you'd hate the idea of you texting another girl and her being texting someone else on the same level.
Yeah. Like,
is that more of a, like, I want your undivided attention, or is it more I only want you?
It's what probably dependent on the level.
Yeah, like, if I'm going to give someone, like, a lot of my, like my undivided attention, I'd appreciate that back. Don't know, it's like, if I'm obviously going to meet a different girl, fair enough, like, you can be on to as many different lads or girls.
Or girls.
As you want. If I'm single and I'm 100% single, I'm going out, cracking on to girls, whatever, like, doing all the Tinder thing. But, like, if I'm see a girl and I'm with a girl and, like, oh, I want to be with her, like, long term, then I'm just not going to
be bothered.
Yeah, I'm not going to get onto the girl.
What do you think, Sophie? I think if it works for someone, it works for someone. I have seen a few people being, like, fully fledged polyamorous relationships, and I don't know how it's going, but grand, like, fair play to you. But I don't think. I'd say I don't think I could do it, but then maybe if I tried, maybe I could. But I'm definitely into going on dates with a few people at once.
That's
right. But it depends.
Yeah.
I think if it's going on beyond... I've never done it where it's beyond three dates with some person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The most I've ever gone on dates while dating other people is three. But I do think as well, if I'm wanting to, like, see other people, I don't really like them.
There you go.
That's kind of what I'm saying too. Like, if I know that I do like this person a good bit, like, I'm not going to risk it by kind of getting onto someone else.
Mm.
A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
But as well, Jesus!
Oh my God!
And he winked. Clonmel's in the house.
But I do think as well, as long as you're open and honest, like, when I said I went on three dates while also, like, going on dates with other people, I was very upfront about it. I was very, like, I want this to be extremely casual. Like, this
but
is not going to...
That probably fueled his interest.
Yeah, fact.
Massively. So
to be very casual.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I don't think it did, because
it's
like, not,
oh,
like...
Just want to let you know, I'm also going on dates with other people. So, aka, get your fucking ass in gear. And start bringing me on a few more dates.
Jesus, I didn't even realise that. I was just like, I'm just as casual, like, please leave me alone.
But think back, have, like, the people that you said that to stepped up their game since you said that?
Oh my God, yes.
Who's the psychology student
now? Yes!
Oh my God!
Lads POV. Just put that as your Tinder bio. By the way, I'm seeing other guys.
There we go. But that's probably where the male psyche comes into play. I'm like, alright, if someone's like, oh,
territorial,
yeah, it's kind of like, alright, well, what can I now do to not have that going on?
Yeah,
you get me?
I have so many friends without our lads, and they would be like, oh, if she's saying something else, she's clearly not interested. Like, oh, does he
yeah.
be?
Yeah.
So it can go one of two ways, essentially.
I would think so, but I would say, assume the majority of those lads deep down are like,
yeah,
what do they have that I don't have to say that she still wants to see other people?
That,
what the hell is that?
That
about?
Definitely works with girls as well, though.
Oh,
like, facts. I went out to Leah on dates a couple of times, and she was like, oh, look, no, I don't think so. No. I was just like, okay, that's fine. Like, that day in Iraq, I was like, okay, that's fine. I can't change your mind. Have a good day. And then later that night, she messaged me and was like, I think I changed my mind. And she said to me, she was like, because you are very just like, okay, I'm not going to chase you or anything like that, then that's fine. She got into me, which I thought was just the maddest thing ever. Like,
I think that's great as well when you say no and a boy just completely backs off.
Yeah.
I do really appreciate that. So this is a little story from Tinder. This is meant to be on our last podcast, but I thought it'd be interesting.
Sorry, can we get that one more time? Just for the mic.
Interesting.
Thank you.
I thought it would be interesting to get kind of like the lad's point of view on it, because there is a part of me that is like, hope to girls, go on, live up to your image. Like, it is an absolute story of like Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do, playing up to like being the role you've been given, which is an exact quote from the story.
I'm sure that will all make sense once you read it.
Yeah.
So like Taylor Swift was like essentially harassed online after Kim Kardashian called her a snake.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And then everyone started commenting the snake emoji on her Instagram.
Yeah.
So that's why she made Look What You Made Me Do.
And
she had a lot of snake imagery. She was the queen of the snakes, and she was just like, fuck it, I'm going to be a snake.
She made this video,
yeah.
Didn't she?
So,
I know.
My friend, an anonymous human, also took on the role that they were given. So, it's after scrolling back down again. So, this is how it starts. Just
draw that.
No, she's not from Draw That.
Just do it anyway. It's beautiful.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's just my accent.
What?
So.
You do you, girl.
Thank you. I used to never take Tinder seriously until I met this one guy. Me and this guy really liked each other. We were telling each other our deep, dark secrets on the second date. That kind of intensity. But he said he wasn't ready for anything too serious, so we kept in touch now and then, but no more dates because I didn't want to get hurt. Fast forward to a year later and he asked me out. I'm all like, I don't know, I don't want to get hurt again. And he's like, I think I made a mistake with you. We got on so well. So we end up on a date and by the end he's like, I really want to see you again. Then he ghosts me. I naturally message him asking what happened and he gives me 7 words. I don't want to see you again anymore. No explanation, no nothing. I obviously get mad and he throws back my private vulnerable secrets back at me in the most cruelest way possible and says I'm crazy for being mad. So, being the dramatic actress I am, I commit to the role I've been given. I show him crazy. I randomly text him essays when I get bored about how much I miss him. I don't. Or how much of a dickhead he is. But that's very time consuming. So now I've been converted to Bumble. I rarely use Tinder anymore. So I realised my bio is the perfect place to leave his number. So all of the creepy one-liners I used to get from his Tinder are now being sent to his WhatsApp.
Oh, aggressive.
Oh, that's so grim. Like,
yeah, like,
I think that
what would hurt him more would be if he was just like, yeah, cool, and left it, and then he'd be like, oh shit, what's wrong with me that she doesn't want to hang on me? Whereas, like,
yeah,
if you're channeling all this,
like, all she's
essays,
doing,
he's probably turning around to all his friends and be like, oh my god, she's fucking on to me again. Blah,
she's
blah.
Like, okay, one, she's just feeding his ego exponentially, and two, like, lads talk. I know. Girls always say, like, yo, you can't do this to a girl or whatever because, like, all girls talk and you'll get a bad name. Lads talk as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that message,
lads talk, but then again, I also, like, one of my, there's a group of lads that I know, and one of them went to night out and they ended up breaking his leg, and, like, one of the lads at the time, he had a girlfriend. And the girlfriend was like, why did you not tell me he broke his leg in the night out? And he was like, I don't like gossiping.
I guarantee you, 100 euro, that has been screenshot and put into, like, different lads. Like, you know about lad banter, lad culture.
Yeah.
That's going to be sent into different WhatsApp groups or different lad chats or whatever. Like, and be like, Jesus, look at this one. And then one person from a group could take it out of that chat and be like,
put it into the next chat.
Like, and it's dangerous. Like, look, I appreciate what she's trying to do, and she's, like, just trying to, like, annoy him, but, like big line, like, frivolous text, but, like...
But what would annoy him more is if he had no attention for that.
Yeah.
Can I make a reference?
Mm-hmm.
This has come so full circle, but that is so John Tucker Must Die. Like, it is realistic.
But I feel like girls do go through that.
We can just end it. We can end it there. We're done.
I do feel like, in one sense, I am like, go on, girl, get that fucking revenge. But there is another sense of, don't prove what he thinks you are.
Get the revenge. Totally. Get the revenge, but you're not getting the revenge.
But I think, like, she needs to be more dignified. I think it's like, don't know what. Like, no one likes getting rejected, but like, take it on the chin.
Rise above it.
Yeah, take it on the chin. Like, rise the duty said, be like, okay, that's fine. You turn out to be exactly who you were. I thought you were an asshole. Turn out to be an asshole. That's fine. I'll learn. This is better than you. And then just cut it at that. Because, like, as you said there, like, it's like he's going to be wondering, Jesus, oh, maybe I fucked up there. Like, or why isn't she chasing me? So, like, it's the same with, like, a lad coming up to a girl and be like, don't I go on a date? Don't I go on a date? And she's like, no. And then he keeps at it and keeps at it and keeps at it. You're not going to change your mind. You're just going to be turned off a bit more.
Can I think two, possibly three things, right? I think number one, you have absolutely no idea what's going on in his life.
Fair?
Yeah.
No idea. He could be battling with depression. He could have anxiety. He could have a different mental, mental health disorder. He could be suffering with things in his family, whatever. He could be going through his own shit, and this is not an accurate representation of his authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two, I get what you're saying. Like, go on, gal. Fucking fuck him.
Show him this,
but I am this, like that in one sense, but in another sense, I'm like, that. Stop proving. I get that. Like, stop proving. Not stop being crazy. Stop proving what he thinks.
Yeah, I get that as well. And I get this may be like a huge accumulation of all of these thoughts towards men and relationships and like, fuck this. This is like a, it's come to a boil, right? But then my third point is, if you're actively making someone's day worse in order to make your days better, you're again depending on someone else for your happiness. And that's not the goal. The goal is to be self-sufficient for happiness. And if this person, let's go back to stock for all you logical minded people out there.
Thank you.
Like, if it's, you're welcome. If it's like a sure set, not good investment, why are you putting fucking stock in it? Stop investing your time. Your time is precious.
See, but the whole thing is now,
your attention,
it's just
precious.
A Tinder bio. So she's not investing any time in it anymore. It's just out there. It's been done. It took her 2 seconds to put his number
in. But also, if I was looking for someone, and if I saw a guy that I found attractive and he had his number in his bio or whatever, I'd be like, cool, let's message him. And she's missing out on opportunities then.
I think that
she's like sacrificing.
If people came across that and they saw, okay, why is this girl getting so hung up on this dude who actually is the one that's having trouble at the moment? Is it her because she's getting hung up on someone that she's not going to be with but just hates so much that she wants other people to hate them with him? Just let it fly.
And I don't want this to come across as like attacking this person. I don't have no idea who this person is, but like, I understand how tough feeling heartbroken is.
And as I said, it's going to be so much harder to get over something that never happened.
Oh, totally.
Rather than something that did happen, because there's so much potential there.
There's the what if.
The stock. Right?
Yeah.
And the stock. The stock. Like, imagine. But, like, it's... The possibility is always worse than the memory. Right?
Oof, TM that shit.
I had a big conversation with Maggie Doug.
Sorry, let me write that one for the Tinder bio.
Can I get that tattooed in Latin on my back?
I had a big conversation about this with Maggie Donovan. Shout out to Maggie Donovan.
What's the cracker?
We also... What was the thing? Oh yeah, we had a big discussion about talking about like getting over someone, because she also came out of a relationship I don't know how long ago.
I'm here for you, Maggie.
We were talking about
opportunity cost. Don't forget.
We were talking about it's so much harder to get over something that never happened and the potential of something then, because you can, as I said before, you can look back and rationalize and be like,
plan
no,
out all these things.
I can like romanticize it, but I can also like look back and be like, no, this happened. That's, I can rationalize it.
If it hasn't happened, you can be like, oh, it could have been amazing.
Yeah.
It could have been so good.
You have no boundaries.
Like, it could have been
no
like,
bad memories.
Like,
no,
it happened in a McDonald's and a McFlurry, like, but you could have thought like it could turn into anything you wanted to be like.
Anyway.
We'll
get the Tinders out. So
okay,
lads,
so the last segment that we're... I think Lads POV with the two lads should be a recurring segment.
I think so too.
What do you think?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Love that!
Loving
okay,
that.
Love this. So, we're going to ask you to rate our Tinder.
Yes. Here we go. Alright. Two boys park right up
here. But while we're getting up our Tinder, give yourselves a Twitter or Instagram shout out, whatever you want.
Oh, okay. To all the followers, I go...
No,
don't currently
like,
have
endearing little like to all the followers.
I don't
all
have
my believers.
I don't have Tinder, so you're not gonna get me there. But,
well, they can't look you on Tinder anyway.
But well, you can set the location somewhere else. True. Or is that going back to psycho stuff?
Yeah, a little bit on
that's weird.
My name is Stephen Dooley, and I think my Insta is Stephen Dooley 10. So
unreal.
How are you doing?
All lowercase.
I want to say yes.
Okay,
but
well, you'll find
mix it up
Dooley's
if not.
An
you
interesting
know what?
Surname.
It'll be a fun chase.
Yeah, and my Instagram name is Shawnee Poodles. My Instagram name is Shawnee Poodles, S-E-A-N-Y Poodles.
Nice.
So,
Martin, do you want to have a look at Sophie's and I'll have a look at Kate's to start and then we can make our own mind up and compare.
Now, we take, like, grades.
Yeah, we
did.
Well, no,
time.
We didn't get grades last time because we found that degrading.
Oh!
Mike can do it.
So, if you want, will we go? Will we do out loud thinking or will we.
Out loud thinking.
You mean, like, what's the strategy? What do you think is
okay.
the strategy behind our profile?
So, I'm looking at Kate's here, and first things first, the bio is definitely the funniest bio I've ever seen. I'd share more about myself, but, like, GDPR. So, well done on that because that's quite good.
Thank you.
Martin, any thoughts on bio?
I like your bio a lot. It's so funny. Hop the bios. Bio is like, as in, you're
in the
bio. Yeah, that's hilarious. Send vines.
I like it.
That's absolutely brilliant.
That is awesome. That is so indicative of Sophie.
Yeah,
okay.
Hop the bios. I'm absolutely going to use that in some form at some stage.
So, a couple of things on Kate's one.
Oh no.
Dudes, good things. Not just all selfies of you in the mirror with your bum and your boobs out.
No, never. Never. She's learned.
What we've seen here is we've seen the first photo, beautiful.
Baby.
Okay.
Thank
just
you.
Kate on her own, selfie, looking lovely.
You know who it is.
Next photo, we've got Kate with a couple of friends. So
oh
now we know she's
oh,
social.
Geez. Updated.
She's not hated by everyone because she can get people actually getting a photo with her.
Can I see
you? You know what I mean?
Oh, not me.
Do you
okay.
know what I mean?
We're
never
also catfish.
Then Law with the puppies. That's one of the cute ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a dog lover.
Mm. Crow pleaser.
Do you know?
Shows she has a heart. Again, back to the selfie. And then there's a night out thing going on here. We're like, oh, I can actually have fun as well. So all around. Impressive.
Yeah. Sophie, your first picture, I like it. It's just you with 2 points.
In the
pro match, it was just like you're getting a straight away like
straight
a sense of your personality.
You
like,
will be having fun with this person.
And like,
exactly what Mike said.
It's just like you look so smug. It's just like these are my points. Not the one, but the two. And I also enjoy the fact that there's a sip taken out of both of them, like reinforcing the fact that yes,
I am
bitch,
drinking these.
These are both my points. Second one, as Dooley said, is a friend pic.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Also enjoy the fact that you're not the one taking said friend pic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm. So it's not
remember.
A stage,
ah,
it's
yeah,
Kate.
Yeah.
Shade Brigade.
So I like that.
It's about 2 degrees
in
the shade.
Another photo, which I know is the brogue.
Yeah,
yeah,
obviously.
You can tell by the wall. Yeah.
A bit of a socialite, possibly.
She is.
There you go. Another TB. Are you wearing?
Are you wearing the same jacket in three photos?
Yeah, it's
Sophie girl, come on, Sophie.
There you go.
She's dependable, like her favorite jacket.
It's also fashion. It's a great jacket.
It is
a great jacket.
So was this photo taken in the 1940s or 1950s?
I'm gonna say it's
the 80s, bitch. The 80s.
And I like that.
Oh, the plug.
I know the plug. Again, it gives an old shout out to your personality, but like also the whole like dating, mental health, post college blues says that like you're kind of like an independent woman who can speak her mind. Bit of a fan of that.
Okay,
oh,
I, didn't
an anthem.
Well.
I didn't even see
the
anthem.
Judy was just not invested.
See, I don't even know what this is because I haven't been on Tinder in a long time.
Right, the Tinder anthem. Oh, 1612
like?
By Wolfbeck. What a tune! A lot of
was
our
that
listeners.
Not literally Mike's last week.
That was mine.
Oh yeah.
Can you play it from here?
That's
copyright. Song of the week. Song of the week.
Song of the
fun.
Week. 1612 Vulpec.
Hugh Sweeney showed me that song. How are you, Hugh? He's
oh,
at it right now.
Interesting.
What you got?
So
For 1 second there, I'd just like to mention that my Tinder anthem was Comanche Black and Tans for about 6 months, and I've never gotten so many messages.
Here's another thing. You have loads of interests.
But that's
it is
only
there anything
that's
bad.
Linked to Facebook.
That's because
it?
It's showing
yeah.
your own interest.
It only shows interests that you have shared with someone.
I also need to admit that mine won't have interests, and do you know why mine doesn't have interests?
because I have to have mine linked to a different account. I had to make a different Facebook account because coming in a relationship, I was just like, I'm not going to use Tinder seriously. I'm going to take some help for myself. So I'm going to like make a joke Tinder that like maybe something can come about. Oh, so I no, it was like all the same.
Talk to me, honey. Who hurt you?
Yeah. It was all the same pictures and everything. But I put my PayPal link as my bio. But
so instantly
and instantly got banned for life.
I like it a lot.
So all of my matches disappeared.
So Sophie was trying to find a seeking arrangement relationship.
Honestly, no, I have a sugar daddy. Liked on that and he messaged me, but I never messaged back. He said he funded my student. I
love that.
This is Sophie's anthem.
Oh, shit. That's
turned down.
Oh, Talking Heads. I'll play it over. It's fine.
Yeah, I got so many messages.
You need to start from the other
end. I know.
I think my Tinder bio was Keep On Moving. Or not my Tinder bio, my anthem was Keep On Moving by Five. You know what I mean? Get on up.
I was Curtis Mayfield in my head. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, I'm going to give Kate a 9 out of 10.
Oh, and what about our Tinder profile? Oh!
Dewey, baby, stop!
But it's very clearly thought out.
Girls, I think, like, literally, I'm still smiling to myself like your bio. It's definitely one of the funniest things I've read in a long time.
Thank you.
Before we leave, I just want to say thanks for coming on. I've had such a good time.
This is my first time proper meeting you. Like, Martin, we met each other, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago on campus, very briefly. But, like, this is the ninth.
Yeah, I've had such a good time.
I'm actually kind of disappointed it's coming to an end.
I'd be honest.
But you know, when things are kind of running right, it's time just you gotta cut it and move on. So on to the next podcast, I think.
So our song of the week is, we already did that.
Was yeah, we'll like, let's cut that out.
Just kidding. Okay, and what do we want to say before we go?
Bye.
No. If you want Lads POV to be like a regular thing,
please share.
Yeah, or podcast. Just let us know. And keep screenshotting and sharing it on Instagram.
Yeah, you've been very, very helpful, even though it's still only on the first podcast, but thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you so much. And if you want to be on the podcast, please get in contact because we are looking for guests always.
And if you have any anonymous questions that you want to be answered by Lads POV, just get on to our Curious Cat.
Yeah, there's still so much more we have to answer in that, so there will be like another episode where we answer more questions.
I would say, let's maybe like every 3 weeks or even fortnightly we could do like a Lads POV special.
I'm so on board for that. We'll have to wait to get the feedback. Maybe our advice is atrocious,
too logical. Unsubscribe.
I just realised it's two girls, two pals now.
Two girls, two pals.
we kind of have like separate views on a lot of things.
Yeah, I think it's good as well, like you're single and I'm in a relationship, that it's like
that is
two completely.
Oh my god, aspects. Two pals, one gal. You should start your own podcast. before we go,
I just want to shout out to Mark Breen for letting us use his mic. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Sound quality has been drastically improved. Big fan. Thanks so much. And thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.